Please welcome to the show my buddy, Dr. Oz.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Dr. Oz.
Morning, morning.
I'm just trying to emulate what you're able to accomplish. If I can dress as well as you can dress, I'm going to be golden.
Hey, all you got to do is put a towel on. That's the only thing. You just take your towel off a lot. That's all. How you been, man?
I'm doing very, very well. Having a wonderful time. I don't know if you heard, but I'm going to be a granddaddy.
Whoa.
Wow, congratulations.
What? Yep. Are you serious?
Yep. Nope. My daughter, Daphne Oz, she's on the chew.
Yeah.
So she became public on Monday. She told us a little while back. So I'm thinking about names, and I'm in the hospital today. So one of the nurses came up to me. See, I was thinking of Papa Doc, but that Haitian dictator took that name, so I couldn't use that, Papa Doc. And I thought maybe they call me Doc Oz, and that was too obvious. So she thinks, what do you guys think about Pop Oz? Would that work
Pop
for you?
Pop Oz.
It's got a little rhythm to it.
Pop Oz.
Like
Okay. Okay. You need a name for you to be called as the grandfather.
Right.
I think.
Okay. Daddy Oz.
See, there's so much longevity in my family that all the great grandparents are alive, so they hog up all the names. Did that ever happen to you guys?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here you go. Names. I got it for you, Oz. I got it for you.
Let me hear it.
G-O-Z.
G-O-Z.
See, you the big G. G is a pop culture tone for OG.
Uh huh. G could work,
but you know what? My wife's family's names, they're called G Daddy and G Mommy. So
everybody took your name. They
took the cool factor. I know it bothers me. I mean, the good news is they're alive and I love them. The bad news is they're taking their old names.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, man, you got a good problem, but congratulations, though, man, on being a grandfather. I think
Thank
that's pretty
much.
Swell,
that's
man.
Good.
That's awesome.
All right, buddy, you're entering your fifth season of the show. It launched on Monday. Tell us a little bit about this new season coming.
Well, you know, laughter is always the best medicine. You and I have talked about that, and you're the best at that. It's what makes you a healer as well. And so this year it's all about giving folks a healthy dose of fun. We've had some great folks come to visit with us that they were going to be talking to, and people be able to enjoy themselves. But I got to say, I think laughing and having a good time is as important as losing weight to your health. And so we got the guys, for example, on Monday from Duck Dynasty. We call the show Quack Medicine. We're going to talk a little bit with the Duck Commander. And you know, we could do so many fun things with people, but and it's very core, folks. And these guys do it. I think they have a good time. They're about family, faith, and food.
Yeah.
And so
you know something, man. I just did a Jimmy Fallon with them guys, and I
got to
tell you, man, they got an 11 share on their show, Oz. And these guys, they ain't no fights. You know, they ain't jumping on each other. They ain't threatening. It's like you say, it's about family, fun, togetherness, faith. It's amazing.
And, you know, I tell you, I didn't know this, but I had the Duck Commander and I were doing this anatomy lesson for the audience. So I've got a human liver. He's got a duck liver. And so we're talking about this. And he'd had a problem with addiction. He'd had all kinds of problems. And he figured out his wayward ways. And his wife, you know, they were high school sweethearts. In fact, people don't know this, Terry Bradshaw, the great football quarterback for the
Steelers. Right.
He actually was second string in high school, apparently. This guy was the starter. So the Duck Commander had a long storied history. But he figured out life, and he's been able to bring it to his kids. But the best part of the whole thing for me was they made me alligator balls. Have you ever had alligator balls?
Yeah, I had fried. You talking about fried alligator balls?
Of course. So you know, Steve knows you. He's had that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Oz.
Yeah. Yeah.
They cook everything, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
But I'd say they are very talented folks. Like a lot of the folks on this year, what I'm most curious about is how the heck people get through life and how do they make the right steps when a lot of folks make the wrong steps. And some stuff, I went out to Times Square for the show today, and I was just asking folks, how do you deal with the financial headaches in your life? Because, you know, people have a difficult time. The average family in America spends $135 a week on groceries. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
And so there are these folks out there, these coupon divas. I don't know if you know any of these guys. We had Sister Save a Lot on the show.
Okay.
Women, they can knock down the amount of money we spend to stay healthy. Cause that's the big excuse people always give me. I can't stay healthy. I don't have enough money.
Yeah,
it's expensive.
These folks, they bought that same grocery list that was all healthy food, cost them $10. And so
what?
I just love watching how their minds work. How do you get $135 of groceries, healthy groceries, for $10?
Man, you know what, man? I'm always amazed at these coupon specialists. You know, I've met a couple of them on my show. It's amazing how they do that, though, Oz, man. They, you know, but you got to be dedicated to it. You know, it's going to take a little time, but time is money, and you end up saving quite a bit of it. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, there's one site that told me about, do I remember? It's Lozo, L-O-Z-O. And I'm not involved with any of these guys, but I was impressed. They told me, way to remember it was Love Oz with the Oz backwards. I thought you might like that. But Lozo is a site that pulls all these different coupons together, so when you're shopping, you can get them quickly. But I can say these tricks are not – they do take a little time, but we're talking about like half an hour of time.
Right.
By the way, most people don't make $135 a half hour. So you know, if you can save $135 in a half hour, you probably would spend the time doing it.
Yeah. Hey, man, I tell you what I do love about this show, though, man, because I think your show probably has more takeaway for more different types of people because you do multiple topics, but you have so much takeaway on your show. That's what I've always admired about it.
Well, and as you know, you get the real audience on there, and you and I have spoken about this. I think the viewers have so much information to share. You know, they call us hosts, but we're really guests in people's houses.
Yeah.
We go in there every day. And real people have so much wisdom. If you can just give that a place to be to shine forward, folks can take that and apply it to their own lives. You got to have a good time while you're doing it. If you're not laughing and having a fun time, people aren't going to invite you back the next day. But
right. The
stuff that you're bringing has to be, I think, of some substance. It's you bring soulful information. People just smile when they hear your voice, not just your ties, but your voice.
Mm-hmm.
For me, as a doctor, I sit in my office here at the hospital. I'm about to go down and open someone's chest with a bandsaw. You know, most people are not happy in this setting, but
right.
If you don't bring a little bit of galley's humor to the experience, if you don't get people to laugh through the pain of life, then it makes it a lot worse. So, most healers, people who taught me how to practice medicine, they were the funniest people I knew. Literally, you'd be laughing hard as you're dealing with a bad diagnosis.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, man, I mean, you've done a swell job for four seasons. This is the fifth season, man. Congratulations on all your success, man. And just continue, my friend, and I mean that. I mean, just continue, man. You've been an inspiration to me. I've appreciate your kindness to me over the years. And hopefully, man, I'll be the same way, to you for years to come.
You are ready. I look forward to following your wonderful career. And I was watching you do something recently, you say, I don't want to change anything. And you're absolutely right. Don't change anything. Be who you are. People love you.
I'm going to make it work. Dr. Oz, hey, listen, everybody. Check. It's got an all-new season of Dr. Oz weekdays. Check your local listings for showtimes in your area. Dr. Oz, we love you, player.
Love you, man. Sir. Take care.
Congratulations again, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye. Dr. Oz, Grandpa.
That's my doctor.
I know, right?
OZ in the building.
Yes.